children love your screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
밥을 놓고 멍이 굳지 숨어 안 감부 이리민 삐쿠 무감인 빈부 구정할 수 알아 하지 뭐만 길
여름 맘은 저저 탐탐탐
여름 바람이 벌쳐야 땅가바시야 감겼었나
여름 맘은
Cowboy,
Hari-hari mu terlihat tak berwarna, tapi itu hanya sebuah ilusi.
Lepaskan beban dirimu, nikmati nada merdu. Gerakkan kaki menggebu, menari bebaskan semua rindu. Si detaknya waktu, menyiramkan lembaku. Bahagia tempat sendu, rasa cinta tak hanya segitu.
Rasakan dirimu dalam sebuah melodi, senyuman warai harimu, rasakan saja. Mungkin hari-harimu terlihat tak berwarna, tapi itu hanya sebuah ilusi.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compulsory product, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempal Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempal Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers.
is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of ice gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Sempurna. berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta surga dunia yang datang, anugerah luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu.
Visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the small fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Digital with new look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users, direct messaging and private chat facilities. facilities between app users and mobile. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at bonus.id and WhatsApp number +62 8213 812130. And that is Renginan di bawah happy and always.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Later, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka.
Kalimpang is a traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kalimpang is similar with Gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalimpang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Korintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Korintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Korintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Korintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Korintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making korintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, korintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about korintang, let's listen to korintang rhythm. Lintang consists of 9 types, namely Loai or bass, Sela or cello, Karua tenor 1, Karua Rua tenor 2, Uner alto 1, Uner Rua alto 2, Katelu ukulele, Inaesa melody 1, Inarua melody 2, and Inatawang melody 3. To play Kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, Kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for Kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of Kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the Kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Berarti sentuhan tak akan terganti, di sampingku semua bisa kulalui. Ku kan datang saat ini juga.
Tunggu di sana sejenak saja. Oh yeah, ku akan ada bersamamu segera. Coba dengarkan, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, hanya untukmu aku janjikan, ku akan selalu ada.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Japan's support for Indonesia's development priorities deserves recognition. Prabowo calls for fair natural resource ownership justice. And now the news in details. Here's the news. Indonesia Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono acknowledged Japan's significant support for Indonesia's national development priorities, emphasized the importance of strong bilateral relations in advancing infrastructure, economy, and technological cooperation. The government aims to further strengthen collaboration for mutual growth. The next news. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto emphasized the need for fair ownership and management of natural resources to ensure national prosperity. He highlighted that equitable distribution would benefit all citizens and support sustainable economic growth. The government is committed to policies that promote fairness and prevent exploitation. And that was the news.